help you. Oh, look how out of breath you are. Is something the matter? What? Sir, please try to compose yourself. I can't understand a word you're saying. Also, while it is the end of the semester, there are people who are still working in this library, and you should pay them the same courtesy you would expect. Now. Calm down. There. Much better. Now, what is it that has you so worked up? You have outstanding fines. And so, of course, no grades for you until you rush over here on the last day so you can dash home for Christmas break. Relax. Nothing to get your shorts in a knot about, okay? Just hand me your card and I'll bring you up on the computer to check your account and... Oh dear. This doesn't look good at all. Were you aware that you have over $1,800 in fines? I'll take it from that gasp that you were not. It says here that you took out a wide selection of books, including a copy of The Man Who Was October by G.K. Chesterton, sometime in September, and we haven't seen hide nor hair of it since then. The book I mentioned is rather rare, so unfortunately the bill adds up. Oof. From your glassy eyes, I'm to understand that you don't have the money in question. Really? Well, follow me to my office and we'll see if we can come up with a mutually satisfying solution. That's right. Follow me. Keep up. No need to be concerned. I'm sure you can find some way to satisfy the library and her exacting librarians. While your fine is large, I assure you I've seen large ones before. Ah, here we are. Please, take a seat, just there. Oh, that's good. Now, Mr. Schrodinger, is it? Lovely. Well, for a usual fine amount, we would just revoke your library privileges until the bill was paid. But with your fine, plus apparently the need to reacquire a copy of a rare book, we usually have your on-campus wages garnished. No, I'm not shitting you. With your amount, you could be working for the library for quite some time, sad to say. Look, I am just so sorry, but unless you can find a more mutually satisfying solution... Oh, you have one. Well, I would love to hear it. Okay, I see. Let me just stop you right there and ask. Are you trying to seduce me to pay off your library fine? Now, that is a bit sad, isn't it? And what you are offering me is the chance to suck your cock and then let you fuck me. Your lip bites and batted eyes may get the panty stamp in the freshman dorm, but not here, sweetheart. It takes so much more to get a woman like me. Well, what I have to say is you've been watching too much pornography, but I won't say your idea doesn't have some merit. It's Christmas, and I'm feeling generous. However, you owe me something. Not the other way around. And so I say what I want. And what I want is to see you put on a show for me. That's the offer. Take it or leave it. Hurry, hurry. Library closes soon. Need to get those grades. Dash on home. Wonderful, you accept. Wise decision. Maybe you do have promise. First, your clothes. Take them off. Yes, I am quite serious. And if you are serious about using your body to get out of trouble, take them off. Slowly. Slowly. That's it. Pull the sweater over your head and let me see your chest. Very nice. Cute little nipples, just right for pinching. Stop. Fold your sweater and put it over there. That's it. Now, kick off the shoes. This is fun. Now your pants. Off. Slowly. Slowly. Well, you have a lovely cock. Oh, isn't that just a wonderful toy you have there? No, I'm not going to suck it. Well, no, I'm not. Take your pants, fold them neatly, and put them over there. No, don't drop them. Bend over and put them on the ground. And let me take a look at that tight ass of yours. No, don't stand up. Stay just like that. You know something, Mr. Schrodinger? I have all manner of toys at home that would turn your ass cherry red and make your eyes roll back into your head. Would you like that? Would you like to know how good it can feel when a sharp smack bites into your tight ass? Be honest with me. You would like that, wouldn't you? You can say it louder. No one can hear you in here. I knew you would. Now, come here. No, not that close. We aren't dancing. You are going to give me a show, silly little hamster. Right there is good. Now, get down on your knees. Oh, good boy. Look at you. You did that right away without having to be told twice. And apparently that excited you. Or at least the cock of yours is excited. I bet you are used to all the ladies just sitting up and begging for you, aren't you? Looks like the change has you flushed and, swollen. So, this is the show I want. You are going to kneel there and stroke that dick of yours until I say you can come. You won't come before, you won't come after. You will come when I want and where I want. Is that clear? Ooh. Yes, Miss Baker. You are a quick study, aren't you? So, first step is for you to tease yourself. That's right. Just caress your cock. Lightly. Let me see it grow. Slowly. Slowly. Back and forth. I'm liking the show already. When I get excited, I like to play with my nipples. You play with yours, dirty boy. That's right. One hand on your cock and one on your nipples, caressing and pinching. I like my nipples played with, too. Oh, look at your face. You weren't going to play with my tits, sweetie. But would you like to see me pull my fat, firm tits out of my bra and show you how I like it? You would? Okay. Oh no. Don't stop stroking. I know, they are good. But if you stop stroking, I'll put them away. Oh fuck. No, 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 no. Not too fast. You don't want to come too early. That's it. Stroke that rubbery cock while I tease my hard nipples. You made them this hard, you naughty little thing. Pinch yours while I pinch mine. Oh, it's so good. Such a good stroking slut you are. Yeah. That's it. Let me hear you. Let me hear you moan. Oh, fuck. My breast is so ready for sucking. Oh, no. None for you. I'll just suck them myself while you stroke. You like that, don't you? Like seeing me lick my fucking tits? Ooh, be careful. Don't want any pre-cum to drip from that fat pink head of yours. Oh, look at you. You're so swollen and red and so ready to spurt, aren't you? Oh, and I won't let you. Well, not yet anyway. But seeing you that way makes me want to finger my pussy. I'm just soaking through my panties. Wanna see? I knew you would. Let me lift up my skirt and show you my wetness. Oh, you like that, don't you, slut? Can you smell me? Can you smell my cunt? Oh, that's it. Lean closer. Don't stop stroking. Just lean in right there. Oh, fuck. You can smell it, can't you? You can smell my needy little cunt. Oh, stay right there. Oh, so close to me. Stroking yourself faster while I finger my pussy. Oh, that's it. Oh, that's it. Jerk your cock. Oh, I want you to come when I count down. When I get to one, you come for me, you little slut. You lean back, watch me finger bang myself, and come on yourself. Yes, I fucking mean it. Oh, fuck. 10. Yes, that's it. Stroke your cock faster. 9. Oh, so fucking fat, I can't wait to see it spurt. 8. Thick load of jizz. 7. No coming until I say. 6.5. That's it. Ooh, show me. Show me. 4. I could stop. and give you a case of blue balls for Christmas. 2. Fuck. No. That cum shot is mine. 1. Fucking cum. Spurt. Oh, fuck, yes, shoot that all over your chest for me. Show me your thick load. Oh, that's it, milk yourself. Oh, it's all over your fist and balls and chest and fuck, I'm gonna come. Oh, don't stop. Don't stop, milk it all, yes. Fuck, yeah. You put on such a good show. You really do know how to follow orders. Now, that clears up the matter of your fines, and you should get your grades with no further delay. Unless you have to pay off a debt to anyone else who might be looking for a show. Put your clothes back on and get going. Oh no, I didn't say you could clean up. Wear that cum under your clothes as a reminder to take your obligations more seriously. And Mr. Schrodinger, when you get back on campus, if you're interested in learning more about those implements I mentioned, and I know you are, you know where to find me.